Democratic Senate candidate Graham Platner received the endorsement of Planned Parenthood Action Fund this week, adding the influential reproductive rights organization to his growing list of supporters. At a rally in Portland, Platner and Planned Parenthood leaders criticized incumbent Republican Senator Susan Collins for her role to confirm Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a vote they argued helped pave the way for the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Platner, a military veteran and progressive Democrat, said reproductive health care should be protected nationwide, and he argued Congress must go beyond restoring the protections that existed before the Dobbs decision.
We need to be clear, it's not enough to just go back to Roe. We need to enshrine those rights in federal law forever and all time to make sure that we are not just one bad judge away from seeing rights stripped away from 26 million Americans.
Platner also linked the abortion debate to larger questions of healthcare access, calling for universal healthcare and expanded federal support for reproductive care. He accused Collins of failing to protect abortion rights, despite portraying herself as a moderate Republican.
When Susan Collins told us that Brett Kavanaugh had assured her that Roe was settled law, it was the law of the land, and that a woman's right to choose was in no way, shape, or form under threat, she either lied to us or she was tricked. Neither one of those is something we want out of our United States Senator for the state of Maine.
Responding to recent comments from Collins that the end of Roe has had little effect in Maine because the state has strengthened abortion protections, Platner said Mainers are concerned not only about their own rights, but the rights of women across the country. Collins rejects criticism that she has failed to deliver for Maine voters, arguing on Fox News that her long record of independence and bipartisan accomplishments makes her the strongest candidate in the race.
I think I need to make sure that the people of Maine understand my record of independence and delivering results. In the end, this comes down to whether you want a candidate who will go to Washington, engage in angry rhetoric every day, but not get anything done versus my service to the people of Maine, where I have delivered real results to the people of Maine.
As the campaign moves towards November, abortion rights are emerging as a defining issue in what is expected to be one of the nation's most closely watched Senate races. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Teresa Wersbianska.